testing by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
This is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds, December 22nd, a best of edition on KCNR.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. It's Sunday once again. Good grief, it's December 22nd.
It's almost that time of year.
It's almost Christmas.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's Sunday once again. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. My name is Martin Kennedy.
Merry Christmas.
We got the elves out there dancing in the window.
That's for sure. Uh-oh. Now they're really getting crazy out there.
They're going crazy out there. That's
pretty soon they're going to have their little friends from, you know, that walk by.
We don't care if they lick the windows.
Yeah,
they're still our friends.
Thank goodness it's not that cold out there. They'd be stuck with their face.
Go plastic. Back and eat, start eating your crayons. Get out of here.
No Crayolas for you today.
Yeah. So, with that said, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Susan, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Good morning. Welcome, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And your mouse wheel doesn't work, by the way.
It does for me.
I don't know why it's not working for me. But anyway.
Hold your breath.
We'll make it happen. So, all right. Wow. Do we have any announcements?
I don't right at the moment, except it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas. And
and New Year's is coming, and hopefully this next year will be a little bit better than the last.
Well, it's probably going to be a lot more exciting considering all of the things that are going on in the political arena. Good grief. It just doesn't get any, I don't know what to say. It's just.
I wouldn't say it wouldn't get any crazier because, yeah, that could still happen.
I don't think crazy was the word that was coming to mind. volatile, I think, maybe. A lot of different things come to mind.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting times, that's for sure, with the, you know, I hate to say the impeachment stuff going on, the crud that's going on with that. I mean, wow.
Well, I mean, I think the impeachment thing is kind of over. I think it's a done deal. I think that they, you know, in fact, I had a headline here that last Democratic debate was the lowest rated in history. Yeah. So it's just, you know, it's surreal right now. I've got more news coming up on different topics that we are always covering. We've been covering a lot of stuff about the Epstein in the past. Now that evidently there's jail footage that has been recovered of Epstein, I wouldn't get my hopes up on that because these guys are masters at covering stuff up, whoever these guys are. I have some stuff I want to talk about with Mike Rogers meets John Durham, who's doing the investigation, the criminal investigation. And Mike Rogers was one of the guys that went to Trump early on He was in charge of the NSA, and he's actually a hero who went and reported all the malfeasance that was going on right before he resigned and told Trump that he was being spied on and wiretapped. So that is something that's coming down the pipe. I also listened to the Durham interview with Martha McCallum, and he's talking about this investigation's probably going to wrap up around June. Now, think about that for
a
second.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, you know, and these things take time, and, you know, so, you know, why June, and why is it taking so long? Well, you know, gee, is that any, where, you know, is that close to the election?
Well, a little bit.
Is there politically motivated things involved here? I don't know. This thing is so expansive, it's ridiculous, and to say that it wouldn't take longer is kind of disingenuous. Is anybody going to hang? Is anybody going to get strung up? Is drawn and quartered in the equation? I guess we'll find out. But I have high hopes here that this is not going to go away, and I just don't think it can. I think there's going to be too much of an outrage. The media is just melting down at this point. When you look at the mainstream, you know, the stage of, you know, the mainstream media, it's like, are you kidding me? It's just insanity.
They don't report anything that is relevant.
Well, with all that as a backdrop, I want to have a little fun today, too.
It is the holidays.
It is the holidays, so we're going to do our annual, Christmas caroling parodies, as well as maybe some nice stuff. And we want to get that out there, because if nothing else, you know, being entertained is not such a bad thing in these times of stress and worry. I'm just getting onto the chat room. And, so we've got a lot of stuff to cover today, as usual. I also want to talk a little bit about Valley Forge and its importance to Christmas. And, a lot of people have forgotten what happened at Valley Forge. And a lot of the people, the younger people, the millennials and the people
that
even
know about Valley Forge?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? I mean, you these people that have gone to college and indoctrination they either omit or they slant or they twist, and they make our nation out to be the worst nation in the history of the world, sure. Basically. You know, we condone slavery, and that's all just such pathetic crap that it's ridiculous when you really know the truth. You know, it's the reason everybody came to America to be free, there was a good reason, because everybody else wasn't.
Right. And they knew that. They had experienced that.
You know, and to say that, you know, we're the first country in the world that actually abolished slavery completely with the Civil War, and that's what the founders were trying to do when they set it up, to say that we weren't an example to the world as to what liberty should be like is insanity. And the people that died and bled for liberty so that we could have it, and progression of ideas that took time to implement, it just didn't happen in one day. So,
and they still had their differences within that, too, to come up with what the final was of the Constitution and the liberty and freedom.
Well, you know, the Founding Fathers fought a lot about a lot of different stuff as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
they
agreed on the big stuff. They agreed on the principles. And it's just like I was talking to a liberal friend of mine. And, you know, she's very left-wing, and I've known her for 25 years. And we believe in the same end, that government should actually do the most good for the most people. But her thinking is that, you know, she buys into the lie, the communism, socialism lie, that doing the most for the most people is giving away everything buying it with the chains of slavery. And they don't get the slavery thing because they have never experienced it. So they just think that government is doing good by giving everything away to everybody. But what they don't see is they get them dependent, and government by nature is evil. That's why they said, well, bind it down with the chains of a constitution, because government always seems to be man's worst enemy.
Yeah, and they don't see that it's going to collapse. You know, it can't go on forever like that.
Well, what happens is
they never look at the end results or where they're headed. It's just now. They're good with that.
Socialism is always really great at first.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, in the now moment.
But people have died to get out from under socialism, and to actually, this country, what it was founded on, is that if you actually wanted to work hard, and you could keep the benefit of your labor, and you could be successful. Anybody could be successful by working hard. And that is not the case in all of the other countries in the world, even now. So with that said,
I guess we need to go to a break.
Let's go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to come back with a little fun Trump stuff. So,
All right. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds from December 22nd, Best of Edition on KCNR.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
This is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds from December 22nd of 2019, a best of edition on KCNR at 96.5 FM. We're working on the signal. You can hear us loud and clear at AM 1460 and online.
Not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment.
This show is in progress.
Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
And the president who works for free. On the third day of Christmas, my country gave to me. Three wrong poles, multiple assaults, and the president who works for free. On the fourth day of Christmas, my country gave to me. Four statues down, three wrong poles, multiple assaults, and the president who works for free. On the fifth day of Christmas, my country gave to me. Not Hillary. Four statues down, three wrong poles, multiple assaults, and the president who works for free. On the sixth day of Christmas, my country gave to me six players kneeling, not Hillary. Four statues down, three wrong poles, multiple assaults, and the president who works for free. The seventh day of Christmas, my country gave to me. Seven bombs are flying, six players kneeling, not Hillary. Four statues down, three wrong poles, multiple assaults, and the president who works for free. On the eighth day of Christmas, my country gave to me.
8 snowflakes screaming, 7 bombs up flying, 6 players kneeling, not Hillary. 4 statues down, 3 wrong polls, multiple assaults, and a president who works for free. On the 9th day of Christmas, my country gave to me 9 Russians spying, 8 snowflakes screaming, 7 bombs a-flying, 6 players kneeling, not Hillary. 4 statues down, 3 wrong polls, multiple assaults, and the president who works for free. On the 10th day of Christmas, my country gave to me 10 barons clapping, 9 Russians spying, 8 snowflakes screaming, 7 bombs a-flying, 6 players kneeling, not Hillary. 4 statues down, 3 wrong polls, multiple assaults, and the president who works for free. On the 11th day of Christmas, my country gave to me 11 students whining, 10 barons clapping, 9 Russians spying, 8 snowflakes screaming, 7 bombs a-flying, 6 players kneeling, not Hillary. 4 statues down, 3 wrong polls, multiple assaults, and a president who works for free. On the 12th day of Christmas, my country...
Sovereign Mind Radio. I think you get the message there. Thanks, Sue. I want to go ahead and queue up, if we can, for I got a couple videos to play. So the first one I want to talk about here is this is Mike Rogers meets with John Durham. And you know, it's about a little four-minute video, and I think this comes from the Bill Still Report. And I like the way this guy does a lot of stuff, and he comes up with a lot of good information. And so with that said, are we ready? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play this. This is Bill Still from the Still Report.
Good morning. I'm still reporting on the coup. One of the undisputed heroes of the Trump election, former NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers, has met multiple times with U.S. Attorney John Durham as part of the Justice Department's probe into the counterintelligence investigation the FBI mounted to enable the total surveillance of the Trump campaign. The news that Rogers had met with Durham several times was broken yesterday by The Intercept. This news comes on the heels of the announcement that Mr. Durham is now probing former CIA Director John Brennan and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. Rogers was the first intel chief to become suspicious of the workings of the FISA court. According to an April 2017 declassified FISA court ruling, Rogers ordered an audit of FISA court applications and found violations in approximately 85% during the early part of the Trump campaign from November 1, 2015 to May 1, 2016. That was right through the presidential primaries. These violations were mainly linked to a practice known as upstream surveillance, where NSA agents use a search tool to collect any communications from anyone who even mentions something about the target. For example, if you told your mother that you were thinking about voting for Trump, did that mean that from that point on, all of your communications were on the list? That remains for Mr. Durham to disclose. These sophisticated tools of intelligence were never intended to be used for domestic political purposes. That is the worst nightmare for privacy advocates, the so-called Big Brother is listening scenario. After learning of the issue, Rogers shut down the search tool involved on October 21, 2016, just 3 weeks before the presidential election. The same day, the FBI received a FISA warrant to surveil Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. It's not clear whether this was a renewal of surveillance on Page or a new request, but in any case, 3 days later, Rogers went to the FISA court and revealed his findings. Apparently enraged at Rogers' intervention, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper recommended to President Obama that Rogers be fired. However, with the election of Donald Trump, Obama delayed and did not act on Clapper's demand. 9 days after Trump's November 8th election, Rogers traveled secretly to Trump Tower in New York to meet with the president-elect. Apparently, Admiral Rogers warned the new president that his entire Trump Tower complex was being spied on. Later that day, the Trump transition team moved out lock, stock, and barrel and moved over to Trump National Golf Club in New Jersey. Rogers stayed at NSA until he was sure he had a reliable replacement in place. The National Security Agency is under military command. Rogers relinquished that command on May 4, 2018, to his successor, Paul Nakasone. Rogers retired from active duty out of the Navy on June 1, 2018, after 37 years of distinguished service. The United States does not yet recognize the heroic service that Admiral Rogers provided to the Republic. I'm still reporting from just outside the one-time rule of law capital of the world.
Well, I think that you're going to hear more about that as this investigation opens up here in the future. But I wanted to bring that up because we forgot about that. We forgot about the head of the NSA coming to Trump Tower, and that's why Trump moved, because he was told he was being wiretapped by the head of the NSA. And the spying on everybody was across the board, and we have to remember that as well, that Obama and his cohorts were spying on everyone. And you don't understand some of the things that happened, back in the day, unless you understand that aspect of it, because everybody has something in their closet. Almost everybody that can be used against them. And back then, they would brand them in the mainstream media, and everybody would believe it.
Right.
And you can actually drum a person right out of wherever you want them, and they would lose their salaries, their posts, their pensions, and all of that stuff simply by having the mainstream media attack dogs with their coordinated efforts that we've been seeing a lot of lately on
which
Trump.
they're still trying to do. They're constantly on that wagon.
Yeah, they're still trying to make it work.
It's
not working like it used to, because people are looking at alternative sources of information just like we do all the time. And if you are looking at the mainstream media to tell you the truth, you need your head examined at this point. I mean, I don't care whether it's Fox or MSNBC or LSD or, Communist News Network, whatever it is. And, remember when we started all this, Obama got elected, and if you called him a communist or even a socialist, you were somehow a nut job. Socialist. Oh, he's not a socialist. Boy, if you call him a communist, oh, man.
Well, yeah, if you said anything negative towards him, yeah, you were labeled bingo like that.
This is what communism and socialism starts like. Is that pretty soon the guys at the top have no regard for the law. They feel that they are the law.
Yeah. They feel above the law. Yeah, they think they have that much power.
And it cracks me up, because there's people out there that are saying Trump's part of the elite when he's being attacked constantly by the elite. That makes no sense if you understand that if he was a part of the elite, then he wouldn't be constantly being attacked by them.
They would be leaving him alone. Instead, they're, throwing him in the pit constantly.
They're trying to get rid of this guy in any way, shape, or form. So it's just an interesting thing here that we've got so many people out there that are still being brainwashed by, the mainstream media. But then again, who cares? Because these guys would blow, they'd vote for a block of cheese if it was free. And when you look into the big aspect of things, the polls have been so manipulated. That's one of the things about the that 12 days of Christmas, 12 days of Trump, is all of that is kind of true. because they were manipulating the polls. I mean, Hillary was supposed to have 91% chance of winning, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And now when we hear these other polls that Trump's finally, he's out in the lead finally, he can beat all of the contenders at 44% to 41% and with a 3% margin of error. I think that's all tripe too.
I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, I think he's like, double digits ahead of all these other idiots. And, you know, and anybody who's on the stage that even professes to have some clue, like this Yang guy in the last debate, you know, watching him, he was the only guy that had even a clue. The rest of them got nothing. All they want to do is get Trump. They don't talk about policy. They don't talk about anything. You know, it's virtue signaling and I'm, you know, the wine cave and, you know, I mean, it's just insane. And, you know, Elizabeth Warren should be in the Bat Cave. I mean,
I can't believe she's even up there. I mean, come on, you know?
Well, they're all going to just, you know, so maybe this is the prequel to Hillary because, you know, Hillary just got a facelift, which is, I mean, my God, it looks like Dr. Fives, you know, met, you know, a politician. And, you know, Dr. Jekyll meets Dr. Fives, and they're both plastic surgeons. So with that said, let's go to a break. And then we'll come back, and I want to talk about Valley Forge a little bit.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5.
This is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds from December 22nd, Best of Edition on KCNR. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM. Yes, we're working on our tower and our signal. You can also hear us loud and clear at AM 1460 and online. This is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds from December 22nd, 2019, a best of edition.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to get to some funny stuff, so don't worry. But, you know, we have to show a little reverence here. You know, we're talking about Valley Forge, and I'm just looking at a tweet that just, you know, good morning and happy Sunday. Today, in 1944, commander of the 101st Airborne in the Battle of the Bulge, American General Anthony McCauley delivered his famous one-word reply to the Germans' demands that he surrender at Bastogne. And his reply was nuts. Now, if you don't know that story, you need to go. You need to go do that figure that out and figure out why that is such a famous deal. But with that said, I want to go back to Valley Forge, and you know, at Valley Forge, Washington you know, I'll let Bill Still explain this, then we can always stop and talk about it. But this is a good story about Valley Forge, and a lot of people don't know this or forgot or never learned it, and so I think this is important to remember. So here we go with Bill Still.
Good afternoon. I'm still reporting on the United States of America. Here we are, just 5 days from Christmas morning. Remarkably, many school children now grow up with little or no appreciation of American history and the struggles early Americans had in founding what remarkably would become the greatest nation in history. Fewer still understand how close we came to failing, to losing our newfound freedom to the best-equipped army in the world at the time, the British Army. Valley Forge represents the awful nadir of that struggle during the snowy winter of 1777 to 1778, some 242 years ago. To set the stage, in September 1777, British forces captured the American capital, then at Philadelphia. After a failed counterattack, General George Washington had to find winter quarters for his 12,000 troops. This was a major undertaking. The population of the entire city of Philadelphia in 1777 was only 28,000. So Washington had 12,000 to feed and keep alive out in the woods of Pennsylvania. They chose a site along the Schuylkill River, 18 miles upriver from Philadelphia. It was called Valley Forge. In those days, and even sometimes today, armies retired from battle for the winter months. They resumed battle in the spring. But now the British had their choice of the nicest houses in Philadelphia to live in, while Washington's troops barely had food, much less shelter, living in the woods. Washington and his troops arrived in Valley Forge on December 19, 1777, and remained there until June 19, 1778. During that time, about 2,000 soldiers died of malnutrition and disease. I meant to publish this video on December 19th, 2 days ago, but I forgot. Don't let me forget again. Every December 19th from now on, remind me to put up some version of this Valley Forge story. Why is Valley Forge famous in American history? It was a long-enduring suffering, not a great cataclysmic victory in battle, a suffering that we don't remind each other of often enough. Why is this important? Because I believe 2019 is the first year in American history that a bunch of American-hating commiecrats are actually being taken seriously, are being given virtually unlimited TV time. We have to turn that around. Why would we allow our media to raise up as any sort of hero people who are falling over each other to denigrate this, the most benevolent nation in the history of the world? It is absolutely mind-blowing to me. What these idiots need is a good dose of living out in the woods in the snows of Pennsylvania for, oh, even a month. Instead, they take for granted that somebody is going to feed them and house them and jump to attention every time they complain about something. These spoiled brats are the worst of America, Americans who have lost the work ethic. Getting in the habit of living a life of hard work, no matter what your work is nobility before God. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to teach your children how to do early on in life. That's what made America great. Instead, these fools fight over every extra scrap of power and unearned money they can steal from one another. It is sickening. So hard work, industry, dedication, sacrifice is what really made America great. People who love the opportunities this great nation provides for them and their families, that they would be willing to make not a small sacrifice, but even the supreme sacrifice in order to keep this country afloat for their children. These are the people whose parents or grandparents escaped the brutality of European royalty, the highly structured class system, to go to a place where they could create their own reality based on nothing but hard work. If you wanted to work hard, you could succeed. The opportunities were limitless and still are today. Being able to live in a place where anyone can gain success and financial security by working hard is not a God-guaranteed right. It is a huge privilege, rare in the history of the world, rare in today's world, won for us by blood and sacrifice, by these men and women who kept Washington's army alive through that winter 242 years ago. Were it not for their sacrifice, we would not have the right to work hard and move up in social class. Think about it. As his defeated army marched into Valley Forge, George Washington wrote, "To see men without clothes to cover their nakedness, without blankets to lay on, without shoes by which their marches might be traced by the blood of their feet, and almost as often without provisions as with, marching through frost and snow, and at Christmas, taking up their winter quarters within a day's march of the enemy, without a house or hut to cover them till they could be built, and submitting to it without a murmur, is a mark of patience and obedience which, in my opinion, can scarce be paralleled." As it turned out, Washington won the war merely by keeping his army alive at Valley Forge. When spring came, and catch this, the British, fearing the determination of an entire army willing to live outside in the snow during the winter months, decided to evacuate Philadelphia and retreat to New York City. Certainly the turning point in the Revolutionary War, and done without a shot. I'm still reporting from just outside the one-time rule of law capital of the world. Good day.
Yeah, when I hear people say that getting the state of Jefferson is too hard, and you hear that,
yeah,
it just gives you perspective. We're not talking about dying in the snow to save our liberty. Just showing up to some of the rallies, participating, giving what you can in donations.
Yeah, just doing something.
Being involved, not being selfish and all, the only thing you care about is your own life. Not being selfish and caring about your children and your posterity down the road. That's what we need to do. And when you get the perspective of the people that have fought and died, you know, what do you think? They just went out there and died in the snow because it was fun? You think that they went out there and, with bloody feet
and
pain and suffering? You think they did that just because they thought it was cool? No, they did it because they understood the value of liberty. They understood the value of freedom. They understood the value of your own destiny being controlled by you and not some government official.
Yeah, they understood how important it was for everybody, not just themselves.
With that, let's go to a break.
All right. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds from December 22nd, 2019, a best of edition on KCNR, heard at 96.5 FM. We're working on the signal, also at AM 1460 and online.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
There's nothing like it on Earth. The all-new Jeep Gladiator. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our cash and Jeep Gladiator giveaway swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries. Two semifinal drawings. $10,000. Grand prize drawing Thursday, March 26th. Win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. One of a kind with exceptional design. Purchase from SJ Dental. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds from December 22nd, 2019, a best of edition on KCNR, 96.5 FM. And yes, we're working on the signal, but you can hear us loud and clear online and at AM 1460.
Wow.
Yeah, that was for Sally. She's a big Jethro Tull fan. Okay. with that said, I want to play the five stories. This is from OAN. Five stories the media was afraid to tell you about this week, and then we can talk about them. So here we go.
Oh, boy.
This is Liz Wheeler from OAN, and you ready? Okay, here we go.
But the mainstream media was afraid to tell you about the news this week. This week, well, the mainstream media obsessed about Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch saying, Merry Christmas. Here are the things that happened that really matter. The Democrats' impeachment of President Donald Trump is the only impeachment in history that was entirely partisan, and no crime was named. Zero Republicans voted in favor, while two and three Democrats respectively voted against the two articles. And no crime was named as a reason to impeach President Trump, unlike the Johnson, Nixon, or Clinton impeachments where a crime was named. But did the mainstream media report on that fact? Nope. The mainstream media just went to a bar and then tweeted a picture of themselves celebrating impeachment. The FISA court issued a blistering rebuke of the FBI for abuses in the FISA process, like withholding information from the FISA judge during the Carter Page warrant application. The FISA judge said the lies, the misleading false statements in the Carter Page application call into question whether the FBI has told the truth in other applications. But did the mainstream media report on this? No, no. In fact, ABC, CBS, and NBC gave 0 minutes of coverage to this story in their evening broadcast the night the news broke. 0 minutes and 0 seconds. Virginia Democrats, who now control the state assembly, the state senate, and the governor's seat, threatened to call the military, the National Guard, against citizens who refuse to turn over their legally owned firearms to the government for confiscation. That's right. Gone is common sense gun control, replaced with gun confiscation and tyranny imposed by the military if law-abiding citizens do not comply with the violation of their Second Amendment rights. Did the mainstream media report this to you? No, no. The mainstream media is not covering this ongoing story at all. Congresswoman AOC has once again betrayed her true colors. She now says she openly that she wants guaranteed universality for everything that people depend on. That means free stuff paid for by the government, like housing, health care, food, minimum wage hikes, and anything else she thinks to add. She gave no explanation for how to pay for this other than taxing the rich, and gave no explanation of who is going to determine what people need and what people don't need. In other words, she wants socialism in our country run by government bureaucrats like herself. But did the mainstream media show you the video? No, no, they did not. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Obamacare individual mandate is unconstitutional after the Supreme Court ruled that the penalty was a tax, and then the Trump tax cut legislation made the penalty $0 and 0 cents. The state of Texas claimed that this mandate could now not be viewed any longer as a tax and was therefore unconstitutional. The Fifth Circuit Court agreed. But did the mainstream media report on this momentous ruling? Nope, they barely even mentioned it. The mainstream media doesn't care to report any of that to you, so we will. And that is my final point. But the mainstream.
Wow. I mean, think about what she just said. I mean, gee, I guess Virginia, National Guard going out to confiscate everybody's guns because the governor, you know, is the governorship is Democratic controlled.
They should.
Really? That's not a problem?
No.
Oh, gee, well, we just want to register for the safety of everybody. We need to make sure that, you know, we, no.
And who made you God?
Well, that's the point of this whole thing. At the end of the day, this whole thing is a big sham to get control of everybody. You know, and that's the real deal with this socialism that always equals communism. You know, and I'll go down through the list here a little bit. We got a couple minutes. You know, it's just the FISA court. Yeah, the lies.
Yeah, there's no crime. There's no crime.
Zero crime.
Yeah.
Zero crime. You know, or, no, that's on the impeachment, not the FISA court. But zero crime on the impeachment. And it's like, how could you have an impeachment? So you just figure, I don't like the guy. We're going to impeach him. Now, you know, I was watching Greg Gutfeld last night and, you know, they came up with a brilliant, thought, which everybody should know, that impeachment, you know, all the snowflakes and the guys that are the Democrats and the progressives and the communists and the socialists are all running around going, why is he still there?
Oh, yeah.
they don't even
know how the process works.
Exactly. They don't even know the definition of impeachment.
Yeah.
They're not going to remove this guy. He's
it's not like they go, okay, you're out.
No, only the Senate can oust him.
Yeah.
And these guys are running around going, it's over, and then they're celebrating impeachment.
Yay, we won.
Except nothing's going to happen.
Stupid.
Yeah, pretty much. That's, you know. And OAC, you know,
the free stuff.
Yeah. Let's make sure everybody's dependent on the government. Oh, that's a good plan. They're not going to abuse that, will they?
No.
No, they won't take advantage of us like they do North Korea or China or
regulate you more for your free stuff.
Yeah, it goes into the crapper, and nobody has anything except the guys at the top. Ah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And usually what happens, they kind of get rid of you. They just, you know.
Well, if you go back to what the country was founded on with Bill Still, and what he's talking about was hard work. The reason that we have more than everybody else ever is because the people had a work ethic that started here. They weren't afraid to work. They wanted to work. It was the way to get to comfort and freedom. It was, you know, and we got a bunch of people in this country that thinks that everything should just be handed to them. You know,
right. And
if everybody, it's like being on a desert island. If you got one guy working and everybody's stealing from him, guess what's going to happen? He's either going to hide his stuff, he's going to swim off the island, he's going to move, or he's going to stop working, and everybody's going to get hungry. Wow, gee, I wonder, you know. So, it's really simple, basic understanding, common sense stuff. If everybody stops working, then everybody starts losing their standard of living. And if the government's taking everything from the people who are working and giving it to the people who aren't working, guess what's going to happen? Sooner or later, they're going to either swim off the island, they're going to quit working and try to get on the dole, and then everybody starves. Sort of like what happened down in Jamestown when they tried the socialist experiment here in the United States for the first time, and then they realized that private property made everybody work harder.
Well, you see it all over, yeah. I mean, you've seen it over and over, time after time through history.
It's not.
It doesn't.
It's not a mystery. It's not magic. It's just pure, plain, common sense.
Yeah.
Okay? And if everybody works hard, everybody has more than they need, then what happens is even the people down at the bottom who can't work get lifted up, and the rising tide floats all ships. And everybody's doing better that way. But as soon as you lose the concept of keeping your private property and giving it to the government to try to redistribute
you don't
it fairly,
have anything.
They don't redistribute it fairly. Look at what's going on in the world right now. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi is really concerned with redistributing the wealth fairly, right?
Sure.
That's why she has a big, huge mansion in San Francisco up there, and another one up in
the
Napa Valley, and all the guys in Congress are rich. Because they're really concerned, you know.
They're spreading that wealth around.
Yeah, what they're worried about is contracts with oil companies over in Ukraine that'll kick them back millions and millions of dollars, and it'll look like they're just working there even though they know nothing about the business. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, this isn't rocket science. You know, and anybody who believes that this socialist experiment is an experiment is deluded
yeah,
as well.
Exactly.
It's not an experiment. It's like clockwork. And the guys that keep promoting it are just happen to be the guys that are running the show, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
And that's why we wanted to bind the government down with the chains of a constitution, because, you know, the founders knew that government was the reason, always.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and men, if men were angels, we wouldn't need any of this. Everybody just be benevolent, and everybody just walk around helping their neighbor without any, you know, yeah, and everybody would be working hard.
Yeah.
So, I guess
we're at the top of the hour, so stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds from December 22, 2019, a best of edition on KCNR. KCNR is heard at 96.5 FM. We're currently working on the signal. We can also be heard online and at AM 1460.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Trump administration is defending its decision to declare a public health emergency because of the coronavirus.
As the viral disease continues to spread from China, the U.S. issued an emergency proclamation and announced temporary travel restrictions affecting both citizens and foreign nationals. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the actions are prudent and temporary.
The risk is low of transmissibility. The risk of contracting the disease is low. But our job is to keep that risk low as much as we can by taking appropriate preventative steps.
Restrictions will affect U.S. citizens traveling from China's Hubei province and foreign nationals thought to be a risk. Greg Clugston, The White House.
In Japan, meanwhile, Olympic organizers are trying to shoot down rumors that the 2020 Games might be canceled or postponed because of the virus.
Tokyo organizers say in a statement to the Associated Press, "We have never discussed cancelling the Games, and that Tokyo 2020 will continue to collaborate with the International Olympic Committee and relevant organizations, and will review any countermeasures that may be necessary. Rumors of a cancellation have spread in Japan, with reports that the Swiss-based IOC has met with the World Health Organization about the outbreak. The WHO has called the virus a global emergency. The Olympics open on July 24, just under 6 months away. I'm Charles de Ledesma."
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Kazakhstan today, pressing authorities to be wary of Russian and Chinese investment and influence. He has also visited ethnic Kazakhs whose families have gone missing in western China. The Iowa caucus just around the corner, Democratic candidates heating up their rhetoric. Joe Biden didn't name Bernie Sanders yesterday, but told voters in Waterloo he wonders why some candidates don't know how much their proposals will cost. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Nigeria will address issues that led to visa restrictions.
Nigeria's government pledged Saturday to try to address security issues the Trump administration cited in its decision to stop granting immigration visas to people from Africa's most populous nation. The White House says beginning February 21st, immigrants from Nigeria and three other countries no longer will be eligible for visas allowing them to live in the United States permanently. They would still qualify for tourist and business visas, but Nigerians rarely are granted those now because the U.S. says too many visitors from the West African country overstay their visas. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
2 days after Brexit, British officials are pushing the European Union for a Canada-style free trade agreement, as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is gearing up for a key speech to spell out his government's negotiating stance. The foreign secretary tells Sky News Britain will seek a deal that imposes very few tariffs. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A Pittsburgh Steelers star heads to the Pro Football Hall of Fame along with several other electees.
Steelers safety Troy Polamalu and former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue were among those who got the call to the hall in the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2020. Polamalu was a two-time Super Bowl champion and four-time AP First Team All-Pro in 12 seasons with the Steelers. Tagliabue served as NFL Commissioner from 1989 until 2006. Steve Atwater, Isaac Bruce, Steve Hutchinson, and Edgerrin James were the other four modern-era inductees. Longtime coaches Bill Cowher and Jimmy Johnson are also among the 20-man centennial class headed to Canton. Geffen Coolbaugh, Miami.
Today is Sunday, February the 2nd, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including comedian Tom Smothers. Remember the Smothers Brothers? Well, he's 83 years old today. Television executive Barry Diller is 78. Shakira turns 43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
This is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds from December 22nd, a best of edition. That's December 22nd, 2019 on KCNR.
The opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment.
The program is underway.
Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Blood in the snow and smacking fat men. You mean Santa? That boy's a bitch. He caught my mom Christmas Eve and tried to give her a for real, he's no joke. The guy don't play. He tried to way more than a one-horse sleigh. Laughing all the way, but he's not laughing today. We'll jingle more than his even the elves will pay. Come Christmas Eve, oh, Nick's a goner. We'll be snacking on G eating Blitzen and Donna. Not a question of when, not even a maybe. Have a drunk Miss Claus say they jingling, baby.
Yeah, that was Eminem, just in case you were wondering. You know, Eminem does the Christmas hits of the new millennium.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Hey, speaking of the millennials, you know, I got to play this little clip here. This is a spooky little clip. This is Greta. What's her name? Thurman or whatever her name is. You know, the climate change gal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the little girl. And this is kind of a spooky little clip. I posted this the other day on Facebook, and I'm going to play it right now. And it's about 10 seconds or so, and then we'll talk about it, because it's like, what? Here we go.
I mean, it is, the money is there. If we can save the banks, then we can save the world. I mean.
What?
Wow.
What? Gee, she's not being funded or promoted or schooled or told what to say at all. So let me get that straight. The money's there, and if we save the banks, we'll save the world?
It'll all be okay.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
As David J. Harris Jr. would say? That is kind of scary.
That's really scary.
Gee, does she have any handlers that maybe have ulterior motives? Because I'm sure that saving the bank has a lot to do with climate change, right?
And I'm sure she's the only kid out there that they're doing this to, right?
Oh, God.
She's all by herself. That's really scary.
Well, I posted a couple of things on Facebook. That was one of them. Another one that I posted here is CBS News confirmed Cheryl Atkinson's computer was hacked.
Imagine that.
Is US
they wouldn't do that.
And because her computer was hacked, the story was about, is U.S. Attorney Durham coming for ex-CIA Chief Brennan? I don't know. I don't know. The world just gets nuttier and nuttier and nuttier, you know. And in California, you know, it just gets worse and worse and worse. You know, it's going to be escape from, you know, California here pretty soon, the way things are going. Instead of escaping from L.A., we're going to have to escape from everything. Or we need to show up and start doing something about it.
Yeah.
And
because it's not getting any better, folks,
well,
in California.
It's like in Virginia. they got the militia coming out saying, wrong answer, Mr. Governor. There'll be blood in the streets if you try to take guns, and I'm pretty sure that's, you know, not they're not playing.
Yeah, and don't think that, that they wouldn't try that here.
Well,
I'm just saying, people got to start getting plugged in and start doing something because, you know.
You know, and what they're doing is they're distracting us with a bunch of stupid crap. You really gotta really look at things the way they are. I mean, look what the news reports, all this impeachment crap that is going nowhere, you know, all this stuff. They don't report anything, they don't do anything, you know. I got a story here, gay rights group GLAAD complains that, about political using the phrase pillow fight, claims it's sexist and homophobic.
I'm sorry.
What? Oh, that's big news.
Yeah.
That's big news compared to, oh, gee, the governor of Virginia has threatened everybody with the National Guard to confiscate their weapons. But let's talk about pillow talk, because that's homophobic.
Wow.
Unbelievable. But that's why we do this radio program, mm-hmm. is because we need to wake as many people up. You know, I know we preach to the choir a lot here, but at the same time, you know, if you're not waking up a little bit, don't deserve liberty.
Maybe, and if you're not putting pressure in some areas, you know, like the media or other things,
and,
give them,
you know, you
got to do something.
Well, I suggest that you get involved somewhere, somehow.
You know, we have a perfect year coming up. We do have local elections. We've got a lot of stuff coming in 2020. You know, what? You got to be able to find something to plug into to help with things. Just saying.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even sure where to go next. I want to talk a little bit about Governor Gruesome Newsom and his Obamacare. So we just found out that the Obamacare was overturned as being unconstitutional because it can't be considered a tax, which makes it unconstitutional. Because if it was a tax, they have the right to tax, the power to tax, because they changed the Constitution to say they could back in 1913. But now, if you say it's not a tax, then it is unconstitutional. And I wonder if Governor Gruesome Newsom is going to reverse his position on the Obamacare penalty because, you know, the federal government said that they couldn't do that and it's no longer enforceable. So you're not going to pay a penalty on your tax return when you file it because if you don't have health care, they want you to pay a penalty.
Right.
And then Newsom said, well, we're going to ignore that and charge you another penalty, statewide.
Yeah. What about the people that already got charged? How's that going to work? Are they going to get a credit for that?
No.
Oh. I just thought I'd throw it out there. I kind of knew the answer, but, you know.
Yeah.
So can he be prosecuted if he does that?
No, he can't be prosecuted. He's governor of the state. Yeah, what he needs to be is voted out, impeached, recalled. And we also have seen so much election tampering lately in California, you know, and there's so many different ways these guys are trying to steal the elections in California. And you wonder how they stayed in power because they're cheating. You know, Stalin said it doesn't matter how many people vote, it matters who counts the votes.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on here.
Exactly.
And it's becoming more and more obvious that that's what's going on here. So, you know, getting rid of Governor Newsom is not going to help because who's going to be in line behind him? Padilla, Becerra, who? Kamala Harris?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's a real.
That would help. Yeah.
She's a real ringer there.
Yeah.
Yeah. These people, are so screwed up, but they're cheating. They're lying, cheating thieves who will steal and do anything to stay in power. You know, Governor Newsom, you know, doesn't care about the Constitution, doesn't care about your rights, doesn't care about, preserving your liberty. He doesn't care about any of that. What he cares about is you keep sending money to Sacramento so they can redistribute it to any way they want.
And you just do as we say and shut up and go home.
Well, and, you know, there was a story about the DMV, registering a bunch of illegal aliens to vote. And did you know that there's a law in California that says if the illegal aliens vote that they can't be prosecuted?
Yeah, I did see that somewhere.
So in other words,
yeah.
You set them up to vote. You don't care if they're illegal aliens. You don't care. You know, it's like 70,000 that they've found so far on this thing. And even if they do vote, you can't do nothing about it. Whereas if me and you voted twice in an election, we could be prosecuted as a felony. Now, what's wrong with that? Anybody have a problem with that but me? Yeah. So these guys have got to go. These guys are one step away from a Marxist regime, and that's what the state of Jefferson is all about. If you can't figure out that, what's going on here, that we're trying to split the state so that, we can get back to the original compact with our federal government, the clause that basically says we start over again, so that we can get our liberty back and start promoting liberty and hard work and the tenets and the things that got us here in the first place of freedom prior to the last 50 years in the state of California where they started fixing the vote. If you don't want to get involved in that, then move to Southern California and wait till the economy implodes and you're turned into a complete slave surrounded by illegal aliens who don't give a crap about you and control the whole state.
Right.
Anybody see a problem with that?
Oh, there's a lot of problem with that.
Yeah.
And it's time that people wake up.
Yeah.
Because it's affecting everybody. You know, a lot of these liberals and stuff, oh, it doesn't affect me. Yes, it does, and it will.
Oh, they're going to be the first ones trying to find a safe space to suck their thumbs in the corner while, because, you mean they really are not going to help us? In other words, I'm still not getting my free cheese isn't free.
Move my cheese.
That's exactly right. So with that said, we want to go to a break. And this next song is specifically made I played this song for Governor Gruesom Newsom because I'm pretty sure Gruesom Newsom's more than a twosome. And so.
We'll just go right to the song. Go ahead, Sue.
Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
This is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds from December 22nd, 2019, a best of edition on KCNR, heard at 96.5 FM. They're working on the signal. You can hear us loud and clear online and at AM 1460 as well. We are updating our equipment here at KCNR. If you hear a little static or perhaps some silence, we appreciate your patience as we address those issues.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order, order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. Now, this is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds from December 22nd, 2019, Best of Edition. And they're celebrating Christmas.
He's so jolly, Santa's so jolly. Christmas night, he's in his sleigh where he belongs. You're looking great. Santa lost some weight. Santa, red cheeks glowing, ho, 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 and you keep growing strong. I feel the roof shaking, that whole house quaking. Whenever you grab that sack of toys and slide on in, so skip that nap, Santa. Kids are climbing on that lap, Santa. Jolly old Saint Nick on his way again.
I like that one. That was nice, clean fun.
That was entertainment.
I guess we have a caller.
We do. We've got a couple. We'll go to Lori first. Good morning, Lori, and Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Mark, Linda, Sue, and a shout-out to Red out there, wherever he may be.
Yep. Hey, Merry Christmas. Good morning.
Thank you. Hey, I'm stunned at the Greta clip that you
isn't that kind
that
of
audio.
Interesting? Yeah.
Hello, handlers.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
And
so
then
it's what the banks? What?
That is a big record scratch, chalkboard scratch. What?
Yeah, and nobody seems to play that.
I've never heard it till right now, so
yeah.
I'm gonna go dig around for that one. And whoa, people!
So I posted it on Facebook, so you can go.
Thank
there.
You. Yeah.
Well, it may not be there, so hurry up.
Yeah,
then.
You better hurry up before they scrub it. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, this is why we're exhausted. We're constantly racing around trying to catch this stuff before it disappears. Minor comment before my main reason for calling. The ACLU has just put in a need to address men's rooms now need to have tampons available for menstrual equity, whatever. Okay. Again, back to the biggest things on the planet are probably not that.
Wow.
I'm just stunned. This is where we're going, people, with the distraction. So just while all this impeachment stuff circus was happening, President Trump put out an executive order on combating anti-Semitism. So Pastor Chuck Baldwin covered this, that basically he's declaring in some way, shape, or form that the religion of Judaism is a nationality or ethnicity and needs to be protected on college campuses. So professors and students cannot criticize, repeat, you cannot criticize Israel. So when is it going to be that they're going to turn on the Christian people that want to do a Bible scripture study or anything like that? So free speech, again, is being kind of moved along this little game board. So it's people, you've got to pay attention. Our president is another person that's probably got a lot of salivating handlers telling him what to do, dictating what to do, and all the rest, because it's just, look at this whole thing with his surroundings, all the billionaires that are Jewish persuasion. So, again, if people have to take a look at Chuck Baldwin's five-minute video, he just put it on his website, Liberty Freedom, I believe it is. I don't know where my notes are anymore. But anyway, it's pretty stunning that while there's so much headlines, and then this executive order comes through on the campuses. So at some point, our First Amendment is being adjusted little by little. It's never a big, big thing. But that's what I would ask people to do is pay attention. Even, I guess, Mark Levin agrees with that this is an executive order that puts Trump as the first Jewish president of the United States. And I don't know if it's him or Pastor Chuck Baldwin that said that Trump is make Israel great again. It's not so much make America great again. So, again, this show is about the only place I could call in and share the latest executive order and then to look very deeply and very carefully as to what this means for the next move on the board.
Well, you know, I don't know what to say about it. It's
well, I'll send you the
need a little homework on it because you know the real deal is that I'm not sure I trust anybody anymore.
But then I know I'm like you. Why did we have this Jersey shooting a few days and then this executive order came out? Those three people in the Jersey City Jewish section of the town and the cameras right there capturing it all in some obscure street. This is again why I don't trust. You guys, that every shooting is raw, organic, and from some Looney Tune. I wonder if there's just these things that happen, and then they can put together legislation and other things to, you know, put us in that tight, dark corner. So that's just this is what happened during all of the fiasco of impeachment. Go look up executive order combating anti-Semitism, and again, his family, son-in-law Jared Kushner, that whole thing with the new capital of Israel. His relationship with Benjamin Netanyahu, all of it. There's just so much. So,
well,
time to wake up, folks. I know we'd like to focus on Christmas and eggnog and hot chocolate and all the rest. Do that, but then don't just get stuck in that mode and the matrix and never come back out.
I'll take a look at it and see what's going on there.
All right. Thanks for taking
all
my
right,
call, you
thanks
guys.
For calling in, Lori. We're always open to, you know, have things to
you are. That's
up.
Why I call.
Yeah, we appreciate that, you know.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
All right, very good. We got another caller?
We do. We've got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what you got, Nick? You're on the air.
Well, you know, I was on a website that I get sent to me quite often, and they got on about Greta and what was going on, and I made the comment that I thought she looked like a survivor from Jeffrey Epstein's island. And, boy, that went over like a lead balloon.
Yeah, I bet that was a little bit harsh.
They kicked me off, but doesn't she? Doesn't she look like she's got a problem?
Well, I don't know if she looks like she has a problem in that regard. I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but I would say, and I'm looking at a new story here. This is from Zero Hedge, and it says, Lights, Camera, Greta, Teen Environmentalist Viral Rise has been a documentary this whole time. So she's had handlers this whole time. And it's Greta Thunberg. She's a 16-year-old environmentalist who started skipping school in 2018 to protest outside the Swedish parliament. So she's has been long promoted as a special needs teen whose tireless mission to shame the West into a cap and trade went viral. So you know, this person of the year, you know, she's got a director, you know, who's previously
she's not being groomed
who previously directed a film, a Swedish film about one man's reflection on his life as a carnivore, titled Lust for the Meat.
Has
been documenting Greta's mission to make the world understand the urgency of the climate crisis, which begs the question: Did Greta's famous parents? She had her parents are famous. One is an opera singer, Malena Ehrman, and an actor, Steve Thunberg, use their industry connections to prepare their daughter to become a celebrity. Yeah, her rise has evidently been meticulously choreographed. In this whole regard. So I wonder where they're getting the millions of dollars, to do all this stuff. Was it from their parents? Or, gee, why would they even talk about the banks? I mean, there's something definitely amiss here. It's hard to put your finger on it as far as anything to do with, you know, Epstein Island. We're going to talk a little bit more about Epstein and the camera footage that they found. But, I'd be careful, Nick. Sometimes you go off the deep end if you're not careful with no evidence, and pretty soon, you know, nobody wants to talk to you.
It was a joke. Hey, I was listening to a deal. I ordered this book. I think it's 100 ways that the socialist programs have knocked down our society, and they were talking about the absence of the male in the house anymore. And this gal, this investigative reporter, was at the store, and she asked this gal that obviously had a bunch of kids what she was going to do when they cut off her food stamps. And she looked at her and she says, well, I'll get a husband.
Wow.
Okay.
That's the whole point, is that as long as you keep giving people cheese for free, they're going to stand in line. You've got to stop the cheese and say, you got to go to work and it has to be, you know, and it's going to be hard because people are so entrenched with not working at this point that, you know, but at the same time, if we keep this going up, the whole country's going to be broke anyway, so and they're not going to get anything at the end of the day when this is all done.
So many of us workers are getting old.
Well, we are broke. Aren't we running record deficits right now?
Yeah, we know with unfunded liabilities and hidden liabilities, we're somewhere in the neighborhood of 225 trillion to $250 trillion in debt. Gee, that's not broke, is it?
Well, you understand now why the public employees made sure they got paid before everything else.
Well, all we need to do, the money's there, is save the banks.
Hey, so how come we haven't demanded the tax returns of politicians that turned into millionaires yet?
Yeah, I mean, everybody wants Trump's tax returns. I'd like to see Pelosi's. I'd like to see our local tax returns. I'd like to see the Board of Supervisors' tax returns. I'd like to see, you know, Jim Nielsen's tax returns, Newsom's tax returns. Let's just get them all, and let's put them all out there for public scrutiny. So we can look at what they're doing and where their money's coming from.
There you go. Hey, that's not why I called. I've got some tax information. I mean, some good stuff. My friend Maria called me about a week ago, and she told me that the city of Reading had sent out a letter about the new taxes they're going to put on wastewater, on drinking water, and on solid waste. And did I know about it? No, I didn't know anything about it because I don't live in the city. And she told me about it, that it's a substantial increase, and they could mail in a protest if you wanted to. And that sounded a lot like that tax they had on the electric here a couple years ago, to where if you didn't mail in and vote no, you were counted as a yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this whole thing is so predictable, Nick, because they're going to tax anything and everything, whether it walks, talks, crawls, moves, stands still, you know, is permanently fixed to a building. It doesn't matter. They're going to tax it because they have spent themselves into poverty. They spent us into poverty, and they think that the answer, as all progressive government hacks do, is to get the money from more money and more money from the people out in the private sector, because that's what they do. They are thieves. They're liars.
They don't care.
And so, this next tax, we got to have that, like Measure A. Well, the real deal is that they're just getting more money because they keep spending more money. And I firmly believe until there's enough people that stand up or they lose their pensions or we do some kind of a forensic public audit so that we can see where all the money's going, I'm not donating a dime, and they wonder where their tax base is going to go when it moves to Nevada or Idaho or Arizona or Texas or some other place. But the real deal is we need to dig in and fight these guys because this is out of control.
It's my turn to talk.
Thank you.
So I called up my buddy Greg, lives down the street. He's in the city, and he says, I got it. I just threw it in the garbage. And that's what I do with some of those things that come from the government, and we've got to start reading them. So I called up Kay, and Kay had a copy, and she made a copy and brought it over to me. And let me read you a couple of things here off of this tax for the fresh water, the wastewater, the sewage, and the
Hold on a second, Nick. I don't want to cut you off, but we have to go to a break. I don't have any choice. And I'm not going to tell you why. I'm just going to tell you we have to go to a break.
Have to go to a break. Hold on, and we'll pick it up on the other side.
Yeah,
stay with us.
Space is hard to find during Christmas season. Looking all around the lot, some place you can squeeze in. When you finally find a place, you'll be disappointed. It's set aside for handicapped, special.
This is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds from December 22nd, 2019, a best of edition on this Super Bowl Sunday. Thanks for tuning in to KCNR, heard at 96.5 FM, and yes, we're working on the signal. Also heard loud and clear on AM 1460 and online as well.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house.
grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to RedingCivic.com to learn more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds from December 22nd, 2019. This is a best of edition on KCNR.
Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square, in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. To go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle up around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Sovereign Mind. I had to play that one once. That's Ethan's favorite song. gotta say I like it. Okay.
All right, Nick.
Back to Nick.
Yeah, you're
okay,
up.
I'm going to read you the important part of this letter.
Go ahead. You got the floor, Nick. It's all you.
Number one, the city must inform property owners of the proposed increase. Number two, clearly demonstrate the basis for which the rates are calculated. And number three, this is the important part, hold a public hearing at least 45 days after public notification. If written protests are received representing a majority of the properties receiving the utility service, the proposed rate increases will not be imposed. If a sufficient number of protests are not received, the rate increases will be approved by the city council. Now, here's where they're really doing us a favor. Although state law does not require the city to send notification to and accept written proposals from the utility, the account holder, in addition to property owners. In other words, they're doing you a favor sending you this notice. The hearing doesn't mean anything. You've got to write your protest and send it to them, and one's provided at the bottom. And if you own multiple properties, you have to do one for each property. While the city may receive multiple protests for a given property, only one protest can be counted for property. Not all utility services apply to each property. A public and majority protest is not an election. There are no yes or no votes. Now, can you tell me that this isn't, they're not voting and saying if you don't mail in a no vote, you're counted as a yes, just like they did with the electric utility a year or two ago?
Well, and just like fixing the language to think when you're voting no, you're voting yes.
And, you know, on top of that, what this really does is it undercuts the safety tax, the Measure A that Joe Comity is putting out there. You know, they're really making people to be in the mood to vote for a tax, which I'm not in favor of Joe Committee's tax, although I am in favor of a tax to strictly build a jail.
Well, I'm in favor of more jail space and more enforcement of existing statutes with the money that we have. I mean, that's what I'm for. It's because, you know, these guys just can't seem to stop spending on crap.
Yeah, I would like to know what they're spending it on. I would like an audit.
Well, you know, Terry and Mark both are proposing a forensic audit. And that would be great. I agree with you. We do. That would be enough probably to finance everything but the jail. I believe we still need a tax for a jail. And the reason being is, did you see in the paper where they picked up 14 people in Anderson on the 18th about a week ago, not even a week ago? They picked up 14 people for shoplifting, narcotics charges, outstanding warrants. They took him up and booked him into the jail and probably released him within an hour, and it didn't accomplish a damn thing. There's no place to hold them. They're back down committing crimes. If we had enough jail space, they would be locked up until their arraignment and then decide whether they want to plead and fight it or whatever they want to do, and lock them up, and they wouldn't be out committing more crimes.
I agree with you that we need to have more jail space and we need to put these guys away, and there has to be punishment for the crimes. You can't, law is force. And if there's no force involved in law, then there's no law. In other words, we can make any law we want, but if we can't enforce it, it doesn't mean a thing.
It
doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah, but they
keep going on about 300 people are causing all the problem in Reading, and that's just not true. You know, I got to thinking, for the last 30 years, I have been burglarized 4 times. And that's not counting when they broke in my garage here about 3 or 4 months ago and stole my chainsaws. My vehicles have been vandalized, and, I don't call the cops. There's a lot of crime that's going on.
Not to interrupt, but I wanted to bring this up now that you mentioned chainsaws, is I know that Al's Saw Shop was just broken into, and they stole all of their stuff. As a public service, anybody who is out there and they all of a sudden somebody's trying to sell them a brand new chainsaw, you might want to report that, because that receiving stolen property is, maybe you didn't steal it, but it's almost as bad as stealing it as if you're going to buy it on the cheap from these people that are doing it.
Yeah, you might have to spend 4 or 5 hours at jail before they release you on your OR.
Yeah, it's also, from a moral standpoint, you know, if you can't see that buying a stolen property from somebody is wrong, then, maybe you need to, go spend a little time in church or something and think about it.
I suspect that Al's had a lot of used equipment that was in there to get repaired stolen also.
I don't know how much they got. I just heard a blurb on the Internet yesterday, and I haven't got the full story.
I haven't seen that. I go to the crime sites, and I hadn't seen that reported.
Well, it was on the Internet yesterday on one of the Neighborhood Watch sites, so I'm not sure. Maybe, I don't know. I'd like to see some more reporting on it, but that's what I heard.
But you can keep your eyes open. If somebody's approaching you wanting to sell you anything, you know, they're not going to be selling it for $500 or whatever. I mean, they're not going to be legit if they're walking up to you on the street corner and trying to sell you something. I'm just saying.
There's a lot of that going on around here because all these thieves are having to hawk this or fence this stuff, they say, in some way, and it's got to stop. It's got to be from the community that stops it as well, not just stopping the thieves, but also stopping the fact that receiving the stolen property or buying it from these thieves.
Right.
And the only people I see making an effort to stop this is the police. I don't see our county supervisors building the facilities we need to back up the rule of law. And that's simply what we need. We need us a damn jail that's got 500 or 600 beds in it, and we need to take these people off the street and stop them when they're committing minor crimes, you know, like defecating on the street, shooting up in the corner. We need to put them in jail if they learn that this behavior isn't acceptable, and we're not going to put up with it. They'll leave the area if we got some teeth into our punishment.
Well,
I agree with that. That's for sure, Nick.
You know
they're going to go someplace else.
the thing about all this damned rehab, we're going to send them to rehab. We're going to have a camp. They're going to learn how to work. I just read a deal this morning. It says, you know, you can make a pickle out of a cucumber, but you can't make a cucumber out of a pickle. These people are addicts. You're not going to send them to rehab, and they're all of a sudden not going to be addicts and be contributing members to
society. They have to seek out rehab and
they
really
have
want
to
change.
They have to want to do it.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
I'm all for making it available to the ones that seek it out, but not as an alternative to punishment.
No. All they'll do is, as soon as their 30 days is up or whatever, they'll be back at it, if not worse than what they were before.
That's exactly what they're doing now.
Well,
send them in jail long enough to heal them up and sober them up a little bit and get back out and the party's on.
Yeah, if they don't want to, they're not going to.
And I think I mentioned on Carl's show about my new hobby. I'm driving around. If I see a tweaker on a bike, I scream at him, "Hey, that's my bike!" You ought to see him take off.
Oh, man. I bet.
Honk the horn, flash the lights. Boy, they're dodging traffic. It's a fun hobby.
That would be a good pet project for the police to stop every single one of these guys with bikes and run them to see if they're stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Do a sting on the bikes.
I don't know if you remember Barry the Barber or not. He died 2 or 3 years ago. He had Barry's Barber Shop and worked down at Cypress Square Barber Shop. He was telling me one day, he said, "Hey, you remember when we were kids and we got those loads that you put in a cigarette and blew up?" He said, "Man, I wish I had some of those to stick in the butts out there."
I'll tell you, you know, I just watched a thing the other day on YouTube where now with all the talking about all the thefts, there's a guy that sets up these boxes for this theft from the FedEx and Amazon packages.
Oh, like the porch pirates?
It's the porch pirates, yeah. And so what he does is he has this box that he's set up. He's wired it with like 5 phones so that it can look in any direction to see who's opening the box, uh-huh. who's taking the box. And inside of it, a wheel pops up and shoots a bunch of glitter all over the room. And then it also has a little thing that has like a stink bomb, and it just keeps spraying this god-awful smell out into the room, and then it tracks them on you.
It wasn't me, though. It wasn't me.
There's no denying it. It tracks them on GPS, and it downloads the whole thing before they can stop it. And then, so it takes them right to their house. And so we need to see more of that kind of, ingenuity out there in the marketplace.
Be creative.
Because we need to stop these guys, and this guy was really funny, though. I mean, he's the kind of guy that he took a doll of Godzilla or something and put it on the rear backup camera on a car, you know. So
when
the guy puts it in reverse, it looks like Godzilla's on him, you know. And whatever it was. Or no, it was Freddy Krueger. So he looks in the he puts it in reverse, and it looks like Freddy Krueger's in the back window. But,
I think that guy got busted for coercion. He cursed that poor drug addict that was walking by and needed a fix by putting that box out there labeled "Steal Me." Yeah,
I guess that's entrapment.
Yeah, probably. He should be charged and put in jail. He's a terrible person doing something like that.
Yeah, I kind of like the guy. So
I do too.
Anyway.
I'll let you go.
Hey,
all right, well, thanks a lot. Merry Christmas, Nick.
We
got to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Are we there?
Have yourself a merry little.
This is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds, recorded December 22nd, 2019, a best-of edition on this Super Bowl Sunday. We hope you're enjoying the day, and thanks for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM. And yes, we're working on the signal, but we can be heard loud and clear on AM 1460 and online as well. Thanks for tuning in.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
This is an encore presentation of Sovereign Minds from December 22nd, 2019, a best of edition on this Super Bowl Sunday, February 2nd, 2020. Thanks for tuning in to KCNR. We can be heard at AM 1460. Also online, we're working on our FM signal at 96.5 FM.
On my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules. I'm a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that lead them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Still are seen, sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery for being alone. Die cold in the arms of a madman, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hooks.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. I had to play that. LaVoy Finnegan, we want to remember him as well.
And I just want to let people know Sue is working on the FM, so just hang tight. I guess there's a problem with the internet in the Sacramento area and stuff, but she is aware of it, and she is working on it.
Very good. All right.
Yeah.
So.
And don't forget to go by and see Mr. Wilkinson in his big red barn, and the Salvation Army may put your donation in and help him get above his $25,000 mark. It is the season.
There you go. I was there last night, and, boy, there was a lot of people coming through. And but they had too many helpers. I had to.
I almost went down there, and I thought, no, because, you know, that happens sometimes, which is great.
Right.
But still, you can drive through. They take credit cards, I guess, now and everything. But help Mr. Wilkinson. He's a wonderful guy down there, and it goes to a good cause and studies in the local area, out of the Red Kettle.
Well, there you have it. So, very good. So, we got a few minutes till the end of the show. Anything else we should cover? I don't know. I mean, we kind of want to just keep it a little Christmassy.
Well, everybody just needs to have a wonderful Christmas and be safe out there.
Well, I kind of want to read this. Okay. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock at night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were sore afraid. An angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And for unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And I think we need to maybe keep some perspective of what Christmas is really about. And maybe,
I agree.
Maybe have some faith in the next year that we're facing, with all the trials and tribulations and hardships. And remember family members that aren't here with us to share this. And, you know, look forward to the new year without fear and with faith. And do we have a caller?
We do. I'm not sure who it is, but we do got a caller on the line. Good morning. Hello?
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You're on the air, Jake.
Okay. Hey, real quick. I saw a show last night. One of the guys I follow on YouTube, his channel, Red Pill News, RPN. I can't remember. I don't have the exact info for you guys. I'm sorry, but if you just look up Red Pill News, he had a guy on last night on a live chat or a live stream, who's heavily invested in the California, the new California thing. And according to this guy, his movement is the only real official movement going on. So I thought people could be interested in looking it up and seeing what he had to say.
Is that Paul Preston?
I can't remember, honestly. I only got to watch about 15 minutes of it before I had to go to bed. But I plan on going back and watching it again tonight. But it's on Red Pill News, and it's a great channel to see anyway. So. Yeah,
I think is Red Pill News, is that G. Edward Griffin? Did you know?
No, I can't. He's a young guy, young kid that in his 30s, I think, that does the, who is, they call him Red Pill. And he's got a really successful YouTube channel.
Well, do you have internet access at all right now? Can you post that on the chat room?
Yeah, let me get that chat room info.
Yeah, just go to kcnr1460.com and just post it on the chat room there, and I'll take a look at it and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure. I will, guys.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Thanks for the info.
Merry Christmas, and had a great show today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Very good. I guess we...
the phone's ringing.
The phone's
she's
ringing
on it,
and,
so we...
do we have another caller, I guess? We only got a couple minutes. We got 3 minutes left. So if she's got another caller, then we probably better get to him fast.
I was trying to look up the Red Pill News thing,
too.
I got home. I got some on Facebook, but...
There's a bunch of different ones. Cause
yeah, that's what I'm trying to...
The Red Pill comes from the Matrix trilogy, the movies, where, you know, if you take the Red Pill, all of a sudden you can see everything clearly. And so I know G. Edward Griffin does a bunch of Red Pill stuff. And you know, I'm looking at the different things on the Red Pill. They got the Red Pill Pundit. We got the Red Pill Reports.
So maybe he'll get it in the chat room before we get off the air so we can let people know.
Red Pill News in Jersey. So there's a bunch of Red Pill stuff. So I'd like to take a look at... you know, what's going on. But it seems like we're being red-pilled a lot here lately because everybody's looking to alternative news sources, you know. And you got to vet everything. That's the thing, is that you've got so many people out there with access to getting information out worldwide on the Internet. You know, you're getting bombarded with information, and not all of it's good or valid. You have to look at everything with an eye of skepticism so that you excuse me.
Yeah, and it's hard to keep up with it all because
this has been a best of presentation of Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM and online as well. This is from December 22nd, 2019, the best of edition. Thanks for tuning in. They'll be back next Sunday, so join us starting at 10 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460.
He's a daughter and a son. Be a lover to their mother. Everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early. I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success. From my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money. There's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory. I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.